Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Congresswoman from CD1, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Representative Dina Titus. We'll be talking about Veterans Affairs and immigration.
So, Congresswoman Dina Titus for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States House of Representatives is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association and Pro Group Management.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus. She represents Congressional District 1. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam.
I wanted to ask you, we're taping this a couple of days after the Michael Brown funeral in Ferguson, and I wanted to know what kind of phone calls and communications from your constituents have you been getting regarding this?
Well, there's a lot of concern and sympathy, and you watch it on TV. It's pretty horrific. It's not been a big local issue, you know, and that's kind of a testament to the fact that the Las Vegas Police Department has come a long way since you had the Rodney King incident, where you had some empathetic, sympathetic rioting going on in Las Vegas. I'm glad the Attorney General went. I think it's important that you do good investigation. Somebody's held accountable, but that's not what I'm hearing about so much in my district.
Do you have concerns about the militarization of the police force? Senator Reid said on this program last week that he was not against it. He just felt that the local entities need to be trained better in the use of this equipment. How do you feel?
Well, I agree with that. The entire delegation voted for the funding to allow that program to continue. And the main reason I did it is that Metro in Southern Nevada uses about 80% of the equipment that they get to use for helicopters and rescues of people who have been hiking or stranded by floods, that sort of thing. We don't want to take away that ability, but we don't want to turn a community situation into a war zone. That's not a good optic and not the way it should be used. So training and accountability, I think, are important.
I've not had a chance to talk to you since the whole Bundy incident. Did you think the BLM overreacted?
I don't think they overreacted, but I think they didn't handle it very well. You know, you have people pointing guns at you, whether you're an innocent citizen or you're a member of a government agency, you know, that's against the law. I think the Bundy people are the ones who overreacted. But you don't go in there without a plan and then have to pull back, because now you've empowered people who are just criminals.
Dina, recently in the Las Vegas Review Journal, the gaming writer Howard Stutz wrote about one of your constituents in District 1 was asking you what happens to the $9 million that Nevada gives the federal government in a wager tax. And you went to the IRS, and they didn't know where it went. And so you have a bill now just to get rid of the tax altogether. Could you maybe talk about that?
Yeah, it's called the handles tax, and it's on sports bets. So Nevada is about the only place that pays it. Delaware pays a little bit on football betting, but it's just a very small amount. And it ranges from $9 to $12 million. That tax was first put in place to get money to use to go after illegal sports betting, but they don't do that anymore. It just kind of goes into a black hole in the general fund. Now, $11 million won't be that much at the federal level, but it can make a difference here in Nevada. They're not against paying the tax, but let's bring it home and use it for what it's intended.
You know, I think that's a great idea. Wouldn't it have to be passed by the legislature to transfer that into a state fund?
Well, the first thing we need to do is to eliminate it at the federal level. Then I'll work with the state legislature and see where they may want to go with it. They may want to just leave it, not as a tax, but to have local businesses use to reinvest here at home. And that generates revenue, too, in an indirect way. But I want to see if we can't get it on. We've got a lot of tax reform that's on the table. This could be part of that package. And so we're starting the conversation right now.
Let's talk about the VA. First of all, the VA bill and your thoughts about how that's going to benefit the citizens of Nevada.
Well, it's very important from a number of standpoints. First, you want to restore faith in the VA. All the scandals, starting with the Phoenix incident that has just unraveled, people at the top are gone, others need to be fired. We need to restore faith. But we also have to get a handle on the big backlog of people who are applying for benefits and applying for health care. Most people tell you once they get the health care, it's pretty good. It's just getting into the system that's such a problem. So this is a compromise bill, and a big part of the compromise is to build more medical facilities, hire more doctors. One of my pieces that's in there is to create more medical residencies and to pay for people to go into the private sector. Because if you've been waiting more than 30 days to see a doctor, or you live more than 40 miles away from a facility, it could take a long time for you to get some care, and your condition will degenerate. So this will allow you to seek private care.
How do you feel about those that have sought the privatization of the VA?
I'm very much opposed to it. And we heard a lot of testimony from all the veteran services groups saying the VA is the only one that's really designed to help veterans. They have special skills. You have doctors who are trained with the things that veterans need. Veterans work for the VA, so they are simpatico with other veterans. And besides, if you just push people out of the VA into the private sector, we don't have enough doctors as it is. Nevada is at the bottom of this list when it comes to certain kind of specialties. So just because they're able to go outside the VA doesn't mean they're going to get served any quicker. You've got to solve the problem as well as give the options.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congresswoman Dina Titus when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Starry skies above.
and your adventure at TravelNevada.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus.
Dina, both you and Senator Dean Heller sit on your respective Veterans Affairs Committee in your houses, and both of you had been calling for the resignation of Ed Russell, who ran the Veterans regional office here in Nevada, or right, in Reno. And last week, Bob McDonald, the new VA secretary, came to town, and we were asking him about Mr. Russell, and he said, well, he's not here anymore. Apparently, he's gone on leave, and it was just kind of, it seemed like a really ham-handed way of announcing that Ed Russell was no longer the head of the VA regional office in Reno. What did you think of Mr. McDonald's handling of that news item?
Well, I support the new secretary. I'm optimistic about him. He's now got more leeway. He's brought in his own team. He's made taken a personal stake in Nevada by visiting both the hospital in the South and coming to this office. Now, I have been calling for new leadership in this office for about 2 years now because it's one of the worst offices in the country. The wait time is like 500 days. That's just unacceptable. And so our veterans deserve better than that. My understanding, and we knew about this, 6 weeks ago or so, is that they have to be very careful how you get rid of somebody. There are all kind of personnel regulations in place, and they don't want to create a situation where Ed Russell can then sue the VA. So I think they're easing him out. And in the meantime, you have a very, very capable person who's been brought in from Idaho, where you had a successful regional office, to be the temporary director. And we'll just kind of see how this goes. But I think you'll see it become a permanent change here pretty soon.
You know, one of the things about Bob McDonald is before he entered service with the VA, he was in a corporation, Procter & Gamble. He was the CEO of Procter & Gamble. Do you think that kind of maybe corporate experience can benefit the VA, which seems to be one of the worst run federal agencies I can think of?
Well, I think he certainly will be able to run a big organization because that's what he's done in the past. I don't want to see this as a step towards privatization, but I think he's well qualified. And don't forget, he also has a military background, so he can kind of see it from both sides.
Well, you know, about the VA, what I think gets lost in all of this is maybe the good news that there is going to be a new veterans clinic opened in Pahrump, and I was just wondering what your role in that was.
Well, that's been on the books for a long, long time, and as Secretary Shinseki was on his way out, I think Senator Reid called in a few chips and got that moved up to the top of the list. You know, when I was in Congress before, we were working very hard to get a clinic in Laughlin, and now that has finally reached the top of the list and is coming on board, too. So there are a lot of things happening to serve our veterans, all of which they certainly deserve.
Let's talk about immigration. Disappointing to a lot of people, maybe not to some others, that immigration didn't make it through so far. What do you think the chances are in the lame duck that John Boehner will actually allow a vote?
Well, I have tried to be optimistic this whole time. You know, the Senate bill passed over a year ago. It was a bipartisan bill. Many people believe if you bring it up for a vote in the House, it would pass there, too. I've signed a discharge petition to bring it up. Boehner just keeps putting it off. You would hope that maybe in the lame duck, when people aren't afraid of an election around the corner or they've already won their primary against a more extreme candidate, that they would be willing to do it. It's just a crying shame that we can't move that forward. You got 11 million people living in the shadows who could come out and contribute to our economy and in our society in general.
What do you think about the kids coming across the border and what we should be doing with that?
I'm going there Thursday, and this is the first time you've had a bipartisan congressional group go, and we're going to meet with some members from the Mexican government, and that's the first time that has happened. So we can kind of figure out what does Mexico need and how can we help them to be a backstop against all this flood of immigration. But as far as the children who are there, I think you have to consider it a humanitarian crisis. They have to be taken care of. You have to look at the different cases and see some may need to be sent back, but some can't be sent back because they are leaving situations that are just drastic. What parent would put their small child on a train to go to who knows where if they weren't leaving a drastic situation?
Were you surprised at George Will's comments?
I'm not sure what he said.
Okay, well, I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically divided the number of kids that have come across the border by all the counties in the United States and said that if we were to accept them, it would be about 20 kids per county, and we could absorb that amount of criminals with teddy bears.
Well, I wouldn't call those children criminals
with
teddy
bears. Well, he was being facetious, of course.
Well, when you put it that way, it puts the numbers in perspective. Now, we've had a few come to Nevada, not very many. We don't have a military base or a big facility that can accommodate a number of those children. I can tell you also, though, that we have heard from groups like Catholic Charities who serve those in exile already, and they're afraid if Congress doesn't act to put some funding in place for these children, it will take away their funding and the services that they're providing for folks who are already here. And you don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Titus when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States House of Representatives is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association and Pro Group Management.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Dollar Loan Center, your trusted name in lending for 15 years, now has two great ways to serve you. Signature and title loans. We lend more for your vehicle and guarantee better rates with no credit checks. Or get a signature loan up to $2,500. No collateral required. Apply in store or online at don'tbebroke.com.
The insurance companies know we're like a train heading for the courthouse. And unless they throw enough money on the tracks for our clients, we are not going to stop.
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
August 27th to September 1st, taste the best ribs anywhere as more than 20 of the nation's top rib cookers compete and bring the meat to the street at the 26th annual Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. With the Nugget World Rib Eating Championship, free top name entertainment, 300 craft vendors, and the country's best barbecue, there's something to satisfy all your senses at the last great cookout of the summer over the Labor Day holiday on Victorian Square. Come hungry and enjoy the Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. For event information, go to NuggetRibCookoff.com.
Wake up and come play. Make something new. Play Dress Up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus.
You know, this is a big package of bills that they passed. Mm-hmm. And what might work in the House, especially in the lame duck session, is to take maybe two or three parts of that big bill, mm-hmm. say like take the Dreamers part and maybe take the agricultural part for Nevada and maybe mm-hmm. pass three parts of the entire Senate bill. Do you think that might be a way you could get something passed in the House?
Well, I think that's possible, and I'm not opposed to that, depending on which of the parts that they pass. If they just want to pass to strengthen the border even more when it's already been strengthened more than ever in the past, then that's not a good way to go. The Senate, even Senator Reid, has said, just send us something. I'm afraid that they think if we send anything, that that would be a vehicle to go to conference and it would become more comprehensive. So some people are just kind of using that as a red herring or an excuse not to move anything, saying we don't like the big package. But Congressman Amaday has been good on this issue. We work together very well. If he thinks some of those pieces like the DREAM Act, which I voted for before, would be something that they can get out, let's get that piece at least.
You've worked with Congressman Amaday on other things like sage-grouse.
Yes.
You seem to have a very good relationship, considering that one might consider your polar opposites politically.
Well, that's true, but Mark and I know each other from our days in the state legislature. We were friends there, and we're friends back there. Our staff work together. We're together on some of the public lands bills that affect the whole state, the dealing with the sage-grouse and whether it's going to be classified as endangered or not, how that impacts the economy of the state. So, yeah, I'd say we have a good relationship, and I think he would agree with that.
When you look at the desert tortoise and how plentiful they are in southern Nevada, does it worry you that sage-grouse might go the same route?
Well, we can learn from how we dealt with the desert tortoise in the south. I say this is a similar kind of problem, except that the sage-grouse cuts across a number of states. We're not the only one here dealing with this. We don't want to have it classified as endangered, but we want to look at its habitat and see that it's protected. That's something that Congressman Amaday talks about. We need to protect the habitat, and one of the ways to do that is with fire suppression. I voted for funding for additional fire suppression because that's a big part of the problem out there in our open spaces here in Nevada.
You know, you've seen the pendulum shift over the years in state and federal politics. You know, good years for Republicans, good years for Democrats and things. And some would say that that is why you lost your congressional three race a few years ago. But saying that, what are the chances? What do you see the chances of the Democrats remaining in the majority in the U.S. Senate in 2014 and 2016?
Well, I think they'll keep the majority. You know, six seats to turn is an awful lot in the U.S. Senate. I think that the Democrats may pick up a few seats in the House, but probably not take the majority. This is not going to be one of those tsunami elections like you had in 2010. I think it's going to be pretty much the status quo. But with an open presidential election in 2016, I think Hillary Clinton will be our candidate. She's an exciting candidate. She'll mobilize a lot of folks. Republicans will do the same, so I think that's where you'll see more action in the legislative races, and I think that will favor the Democrats.
What do you think about Rand Paul? He was featured on Meet the Press this last Sunday in Guatemala, performing eye operations and talking about his political philosophy. Do you think that he's a person that could come in and peel votes away from Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't think so, but I'll leave that to the Republicans to pick their nominee. They've been different favorites over the course of the last couple of years. We'll see who comes out on top on that side.
Okay, I cannot resist, before we run out of time, talking to you about your involvement with access to banks for the medical marijuana industry. Tell us about that, because this has become a huge business opportunity, not just in Nevada, but around the country.
Well, absolutely. What small business can operate without having a bank? And if you're a government and you want to regulate the business and tax the business, you need the accountability that comes from banking records. Nevada says that medical marijuana is legal. We have small businesses. We have doctors. We have patients here. They need to be protected. It's kind of a states' rights issue. The federal government needs to catch up with what's happening in the states. You shouldn't use federal dollars to go after people who are operating legally within the states that have passed that.
I talked to Senator Reid and Senator Heller about this on the program last week, and Senator Reid did not seem at all inclined for federal legislation to go through to legalize it for the nation.
Right. And I'm not on the bill that changes the categorization of the drug. I don't think that that we're there yet. You know, some of the states have it. It's on the ballot in some other states. They're collecting signatures in Nevada. But we do have medical marijuana in about half the states now, with some more coming on board. If it's legal, We should accommodate that with good business practices, and we should protect people from federal oversight or federal involvement or federal interference with those state laws.
Should NIH be forced to actually do real studies on marijuana now because they've been not allowed to do that?
I have a letter to them. I'm part of a group that's called on them to release some of that marijuana so you could do studies. Most of the studies have been on the negative effects as opposed to breaking down the chemicals and seeing the positive effects. You know, we've seen it with epilepsy in children, with appetite for cancer victims, pain management, and where I'm seeing a lot of it is in the VA for help with PTSD. Right now, VA doctors can't even talk about it, much less prescribe it. Let's get some studies done about how it can impact that and see if it not, might not be a possible option.
You got the last 20 seconds,
yeah,
right?
You know, one of the narratives on the 2016 election is that Governor Sandoval might run against Harry Reid in the U.S. Senate. How would you call that?
Well, I haven't talked to the governor, but I can just take him at his word. He says he wants to finish out his term here in the state, so I'm assuming that's what he's going to do.
Do you think he could beat Senator Reid?
I think Senator Reid is going to run again, and I would put my money on him every time.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in D.C.
Good. I look forward to it.
All right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
It's really big.
It's our Labor Day sale, and it's this Labor Day weekend.
Our guaranteed low prices, Reno, on furniture.
With 0% financing until 2019.
Our best furniture, Reno.
Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms on sale.
Kids and teens furniture, mattresses and leather furniture on sale.
Plus 0% financing until 2019. Yes, 2019.
It's our really big Labor Day sale at More Furniture for Less.
When the Fallon Cantaloupe Festival first started, you could buy a new car for $9,000, put a gallon of gas in it for just over a buck, and drive it to the movies where your movie ticket cost $2.75. Well, times have changed, but not the Fallon Cantaloupe Festival. It's still the Labor Day choice for family fun and entertainment, with new carnival games, music for everyone, a $1,000 karaoke contest, fresh produce, and oh yeah, cantaloupes. Check us out at FallonCantaloupeFestival.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, we'll have Lou Finkel, the American Petroleum Institute.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.